This is CliffCentral.com.
Nigel Casey is the High Commissioner in South Africa for the UK, and we're very happy to meet you. I'm glad to make your acquaintances. You've been in the job for a little while now.
Yeah, thanks very much. Welcome. I've been here since April last year, so coming up to my anniversary.
It'll be a year. Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah. No, it's been fantastic. And a year of great change in South Africa as well. So great to be here. Yeah,
what a time. It seems that you pick you are picked for certain roles at times that are always extremely interesting in the places you end up being posted to.
Well, I knew this was an important moment for South Africa. It was one of many reasons why I was really keen to come back, having been here in the mid-90s for the great transition and the end of apartheid. And, I'm very excited about the possibilities that now lie in front of South Africa.
High Commissioner, how are SA-UK relations?
Yeah, I think they're in great shape. I mean, the way I describe it is our relationship is if you think of it as a human being, it's a person with broad shoulders, and one shoulder is the people-to-people relationship. We have an enormous constant traffic of people going in both directions, and lots of Brits choosing to live in South Africa, lots of South Africans in the UK. And on the other shoulder, you've got this very deep and long-standing economic relationship. And those two things kind of provide the strength to carry the relationships through good times and bad, with baggage on the shoulders sometimes. But nevertheless, going forwards, and now is a great time to take things to the next level, I think.
Well, I heard our tourism minister, in fact, it was our new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, saying in his State of the Nation speech, no less, that he's very keen to double tourism. And that would mean, I think the UK is currently responsible for about 22% of all the tourism to South Africa. So that's no small figure already.
Yeah, so we're very proud to be the number one source of tourism to South Africa. 400,000 Brits come here every year, and lots of them come back. We share the ambition to help grow that number and grow the overall number, because we know that tourism is a fantastic source of sustainable jobs and is with very low barriers to entry. So it's great news that Virgin Atlantic have announced today that they are laying on a second flight.
Two trips a day.
So doubling their capacity daily from OR Tambo into Heathrow.
Yeah, it's all very exciting. And tonight we're really here to talk about business relations. And you mentioned already that we've got very good trade relations between the two countries, but even business-to-business situations where South African businesses are finding green pastures in England and English businesses are finding very fertile ground here.
Yeah, so the thing that's most struck me coming back is how symbiotic the business communities in the UK and South Africa have become over the last 20 years since the end of apartheid, the end of sanctions. So a lot of big household names in South Africa have chosen to expand via London. They've often put down a second headquarters in London as a way of accessing capital and growing internationally. So that's helped to redouble the links between the two countries. But there's also a huge growth in non-traditional areas. So it's not all just about mining. Massive growth in services, both on the South African and the UK side. And I think for the future, that's probably the area where you're going to see most growth coming in. Including in sort of new economy areas like tech and oceans economy, things like that we haven't been exploring the potential of fully so far.
I'm also curious to know your opinion on the potential of making sort of travel from South Africa to the UK a little easier, because a lot of South Africans obviously want to go there, and it's either something that's become quite onerous, not due to any fault of the UK in this respect, as we understand, but that it's also a question of kind of just heightened world security tensions and world concerns around security. Is that something that you see easing in the future? Is it something you'd like to see if it were in your power?
The message I like to give people is really not difficult to get to the UK. Yes, we have a visa requirement for South Africans, but we try and make the process as easy and user-friendly as possible, and we try and give out regular public advice to try and make people's life easier. The top tips I give people if you're thinking of going to the UK is apply early, come to us direct, not via an agent. And if you're coming regularly, apply for a multi-year visa, apply for a 5 or 10 year visa, so you don't have to keep coming back every year. But equally, we're working with the South African government to try and remove some of the impediments to travel in the other direction. You probably heard that if for example, every time I bring my children to South Africa, they have to be accompanied by full-length birth certificates.
Full unabridged birth
certificates. Which we don't provide to, as a matter of course, to British citizens, so they have to be specially obtained. That costs money and time. They also need an affidavit if both parents aren't travelling with them at the same time, which is frequently the case. So there's bureaucratic hurdles on that side as well, which we are looking to work with the South African government to lower so that more people can move in both directions.
Before this, you were in India.
That's right. Via Sarajevo. Yeah.
Right. So let's start with Sarajevo, because that must have been fascinating. Even so many years after what happened there, it's still a country with and it seems to me that you find these posts I mentioned at the beginning where you can have an appreciation for these very unique histories of these places that you end up in, and where you can meet the people who lived through extraordinary things, and sometimes you are there to witness them firsthand.
Yeah, so I studied history at university, and one of the great joys of this job is being professionally obliged to understand the history and dive into the history of a particular country's and your own country's history with that particular country. And in the case of South Africa, India, United States, there's been a particularly long, complicated relationship, rich relationships, which are an essential backdrop for you to understand the job effectively. In the case of Sarajevo, there was a very recent, very painful history and a legacy which we are trying to help that country overcome as it's trying to make its way into being a sort of full member of the European family and fully normalised. I personally find it professionally satisfying to be able to contribute to that process in a small way.
And in South Africa, you could almost say the same sort of thing, that there's a very vital role to be played by British delegations here and by the British people in the UK to kind of help understand and help South Africans to find their place in a much bigger world, since we've opened ourselves up to it.
Yeah, South Africa enjoys an enormous amount of international goodwill and good wishes. I mean, it's South Africans think that the Mandela effect has worn off. It hasn't really. His name is very resonant. His 100-year birth centenary this year is going to be a big deal in the UK as well as here. And the people, investors included, even ratings agencies, want to give South Africa a leg up and a leg in, and they are often willing to go the extra mile to help out. And so I think you start from a very strong position. I think Cyril Ramaphosa is someone who's well known and well placed to sell South Africa again. We're thrilled that he's coming to London in April for the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, which is a great platform for him to come and repeat his pitch for businesses to come back here.
And there are, I think the Trade Commissioner was telling me, 11 Commonwealth countries in sub-Saharan Africa that are also very important players in this particular geographic area.
18 African countries altogether in the Commonwealth. Yeah, so Africa is a big part of the Commonwealth, and right. Sub-Saharan Africa and Southern Africa in particular. I think Cyril Ramaphosa will be one of the people who other leaders are most interested in talking to in London, because he's just come in to the presidency. There's a big buzz about South Africa at the moment, big positive buzz, a lot of interest in hearing what he's got to say, and certainly on the side of the British government, there'll be a very warm welcome for him and his team.
And what are the fun parts of being the High Commissioner?
Well, look outside. you get to give fantastic parties, parties with a purpose. I mean, we're here
absolutely
celebrating the best of British, but also, you know, the purpose of that being to help grow that business relationship for both the benefit of both our countries. I mean, you know, you also get to see, frankly, the best of each other's countries, and you get to meet some of the most interesting people in the countries they're lucky enough to go to, and you can invite them to your house, and quite often they come. So now it's a privilege.
That's terrific. And are there any parts of being High Commissioner that aren't particularly friendly and palatable?
Well, look, there's a bit of paperwork, you know, we're public servants, but I'm not going to complain about it.
No, I'm very pleased that you studied history. I'm a history student myself, and I always think that it's the only subject that anyone gets to do at school. It's about people.
And, that's true.
And it always, I think, gives you an idea of context and the long lens of human stories, and an appreciation perhaps of how far we've come and where things are going. Are you excited about some of the developments in the UK? Are you excited about some of the things that are going on in Europe at the moment? Are you feeling that the world is becoming a freer and more interesting place, particularly where technology comes into things?
Yeah, look, we're living in an era of massive change. I mean, you mentioned technology. That is going to change our lives in ways we can't predict. It's going to change the nature of work in ways we can't predict, and we need to adapt to. We in the UK are going through an historic period of change. I mean, we are leaving behind half a century of membership of the European Union and moving, we hope, into a new but deep and special but different type of relationship outside the EU. And you know, that's a momentous change in our politics, and even here in South Africa, our number one priority is making sure that works for the UK, works for South Africa, and your neighbours.
And allaying concerns and smoothing over the areas where people are worried.
Yeah, but in a practical way. I mean, we have a trade agreement through the EU with South Africa.
Well, to see that there's as little disruption as possible.
Exactly. It's a dry-sounding but critical task to make sure that businesses like the ones here don't have any unnecessary barriers suddenly thrown in their way and can look forward with confidence to what we hope will be the next negotiation of a more ambitious bilateral relationship when we have our own trade policy back after we've left the EU. So I think that, you know, there is a definite upside which South African policymakers have already spotted.
Well, I'm congratulations first of all on this evening, and thank you for all the continued hard work from your side to help stimulate these very special trade relations that we have, and let's hope they continue to grow. Thank
you,
High Commissioner.
It's been a pleasure to have you here, and thank you very much for doing this.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Lovely.
This is CliffCentral.com.